We're turning our attention now to a political consideration of the day, and that is a consideration in relation to our energy security and the possibility that still exists that key fossil fuel infrastructure will be developed in the Tarbert by Longford land bank in the form of Shannon LNG. Jim Finucane, the Mayor of the County, is with me on the line. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
You're responding, obviously, to the announcement yesterday and the publishing yesterday of the Energy Security View, which is recommending a state-controlled piece of infrastructure storage to be built somewhere in the country for gas.
First of all, Jerry, I think everybody would welcome the publication of this report. It has been long awaited. It was to give a direction as regards government policy. Everybody has experienced the difficulties and the challenges with energy supply, amber warnings, and you can't have that level of uncertainty either for domestic consumers or the major commercial consumers. And obviously the cost of energy is a huge issue when it comes to job retention and job creation. So that's the first thing to say, is it's overdue, but it's welcome, and I believe it brings some clarity to the situation as it stands.
That clarity means that Gas Networks Ireland will now be going away for 6 months and coming back to the government with a recommendation as to exactly what gets built, I suppose, on one level, but particularly where it gets built.
Absolutely. And look, the one thing we're sure of that is gas has been a critical part of our energy infrastructure. At the moment, wind is accounting for 30 to 35% of our energy requirement. But the big question is, obviously, as we increase the amount of electric cars and the pressure that's on the grid at present, even there was a warning yesterday afternoon to yesterday evening, an amber warning. And the one thing we cannot afford in this country is a reputation. If power cuts happen, obviously there's reputational damage involved in it. So this document allows a number of companies and a number of people to make a submission to Gas Networks Ireland, and I would obviously sincerely believe that New Fortress Energy will be one of those companies. And what I would say to people, New Fortress Energy has been there, it has purchased the site, it has been committed, and it has certainly gone through a long and tiresome process. But the practical challenges and the practical realities of providing energy outweighs everything. We're talking about, and again, Airgrid have stated and DSP stated that the demand for electricity is going to double over the next number of years. Everybody accepts that we have to do a bit for climate change and that we have to be at the forefront of that. But at the end of the day, there is a transition. Gas has always been a transitional fuel. The company stated it, and those of us involved in trying to get this project off the ground and encouraging, it is a transitional fuel. But we need it, and you cannot just come to a situation where the whole economy can be brought to the brink simply because we don't have security of supply.
Yeah. Okay, so you're obviously advocating, as others would be, and it was mentioned yesterday by Brian Leddon, the Environment Spokesman of the Green Party, that Tarbert, Ballylongford, Shannon Estuary, Deepwater Port, that's a prime candidate where this should be built.
Absolutely, and it's the evidence is there. It's a major deepwater harbour. It's a safe. You don't have the same level of traffic, for example, in other busier ports. It would allow the building of a jetty. It would allow a ship to be anchored, or ships to be anchored in that. And again, going back to New Fortress Energy, these ships are specialised ships. People would recognise them. They have like a golf ball effect on the levels of the ship. So this is a company that has the specialised knowledge, access to the market, and if Tarbert was developed, they even, my understanding, it had a ship earmarked to actually supply that. So rather than the state getting involved in reinventing the wheel, and we have the precedence in Whiddy Island where the state oil reserve is managed by a private company called Zenith. So there are opportunities here for the state and the private sector to work together to be innovative and to deal with the challenges of ensuring that going forward, the state has the necessary energy backup.
Okay. All right, Jim, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us. We'll await what comes out from Gas Networks Ireland in relation to that.